Well, Adam, that's a frantic qualifying session over and done with here at Brands Hatch, and a cracking performance by you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we knew deep down. I knew coming here, I had to do something like that. You know, I'm in a BMW, which is a very quick car. It's renowned around here. And unlike Colin and Jake, I had 15 seconds of deployment, so I knew I had to be somewhere at the front to maximise it. And I mean, hats off to Colin. He's obviously just pulled something together, you know, with the amount of seconds he has. So I can't wait to go through his data, actually, and have a look where that time is. Can't wait. But, no, really happy with the day, to be honest. It's not been easy. It's been... The track's felt a bit different, you know, when we came here on the test before. We've had to work for it and make some changes, but overall the balance then was pretty nice.
You said to me after FP2 that you were feeling really good in the car and you'd got it set nice, and we know that FP2 is a pointer towards qualifying, but there was a sense of a renewed confidence about you going out there today.
Well, it was there since, you know, all pre-season testing, you know, since we've jumped in this car, which is, you know, feels like a brand new car. It's just, you know, given me loads of confidence, you know, and I think we are now much more competitive against the front-wheel drive cars. And, you know, Donington, again, you know, I felt, you know, we had that tricky qualifying in the wet session, but, you know, I think we could have been in that top six there. So confidence is high, I'm feeling strong, still trying to make up for that mistake at race three, Donington. So that's the plan for this weekend, but... No, the BMs are going really well, and hopefully we can make the most out of it tomorrow.
Really great session, Adam. Well done.
Thank you very much. Cheers.